But I have long contemplated the idea of just going to the floor and saying, John Lewis, thank you for your contribution to civil rights during the civil rights era. I would appreciate it if you would contribute something since that. It's been a half a century.
I think there's been far too much focus on race, especially in the last 8 years. And I want to see that put behind us, and I want to be as bonded together. I gave
for everyone who's a valedictorian, there's another 100 out there that they weigh 130 pounds, and they've got calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the desert. Those people.
Where did any other subgroup of people contribute more to civilization?
Than white people?
Than Western civilization itself, that's rooted in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and the United States of America, and every place where the footprint of Christianity settled the world.
Asia?
That's all of Western civilization.
He has been accused of supporting white nationalism, of being bigoted, racist, and xenophobic. He is Representative Steve King. His latest incendiary remarks sparked widespread ire and outrage when he praised a far-right anti-immigrant Dutch politician, saying on Twitter, quote, "We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies." 14 years after electing him to Congress, it seems the people of Iowa's 4th Congressional District have grown apathetic toward his headline-grabbing antics. But this time around, King's comments drew protest in an unlikely place. In Sioux County, the most conservative county in Iowa, where King received 80% of the vote in the general election, nearly 150 people gathered outside the courthouse on a cold, cloudy Saturday morning to let it be known that King's views do not represent them. The flags whipped in the wind throughout the 30-minute Sioux County Assembly for Diversity, a nonpartisan event featuring 5 speakers. Jim Scopp, a retired English professor, spoke about a time 10 to 15 years ago when he watched a grocery store clerk struggling to communicate with 2 Hispanic customers. When they walked away, she muttered to the white folks in line,
"Learn the language. When you come to our country, at least learn the language." I would have liked to tell her that 180 years ago there were Native Americans here who gave Iowa its name, but now live in Kansas and Oklahoma because we threw them out. You see, we have a history of prejudice. I would have liked to say that almost assuredly her great-grandparents or grandparents needed help shopping at Lamar's or Rock Rapids because they didn't know English. That as late as 1950s, men and women in the streets of Orange City or Sioux Center still use the Dutch language, a half century or more after immigration from the Netherlands stopped for the First World War. We have a history of prejudice, a history we've created and even suffered, but we don't have to tolerate it. And that's why we're here this morning, and that's why our representative, Steve King, a man we elected, has not only got to listen, but also to staunch the poison that he creates. Thank you.
The event was coordinated in part by Steve Marr, a local coffee shop owner who has been known to shake things up in this conservative community that exudes what you might call Iowa nice. At the Old Factory Coffee Shop, he hosts live music, poetry slams, and most recently, community conversations that elevated the voices of Muslims.
My wife will even say that to me, like, "Oh, you're really gonna get in trouble this time." And I'm like, "No, I'm not." Like, everybody just, if they don't like what I have to say, they're like, it's just, you know, they say to me what they say about Steve King, you know.
That's just Steve being Steve.
He lives in a place where pleasantries and politeness prevail, alongside a certain restraint and aversion to confrontation. After all, the person you just tailgated or gossiped about in aisle 4 might work at the only grocery store within 15 miles, or worse, they might go to your church. Marr, who grew up in Joliet, Illinois, went to college in Orange City and chose to put down roots here, knowing his liberal views would be among the minority in a county that overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump.
My friends, they move up to Minneapolis and they're like, "Oh yeah, you should move up to someplace like where we're at because everyone agrees with you." And I'm like, that's not fun to me. Like, I'm not challenged by that.
This blood red county, the very place where Trump declared during his campaign that he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and not lose any voters, this county can be a challenging place to live for those on the other end of the political spectrum and people of color. The U.S. Census Bureau's 2015 American Community Survey showed Sioux County was 88.3% white alone. Latinos are among a growing minority, representing 9.6% of the population. When a Muslim man from Morocco considered moving to Sioux County, he heard stories about this foreign land like,
"You're not
that you're not much. There is no bar, you know? They have no movie theater that I couldn't believe, you know? And they're backward, and, you know.
Saeed Ben Saeeda married a farmer's daughter, and he was embraced by this, quote, backward town. During the assembly, he thanked nearly a dozen community members by name for fending off racism, helping him find a good job, plowing the snow in his driveway, teaching him how to fly, and treating him like family for the past 22 years.
So why was I calling this place home? It's because of its people who opened their hearts to me and gave me a chance to exist in their surroundings, to exist.
Even though the Sioux County Assembly for Diversity was deliberately planned and described as nonpartisan, some still perceived it as a little too progressive for these parts. And that was enough to bring dissent among families.
People were messaging me all throughout the week as we were planning this and saying, I'm trying to invite my family along, and they're upset with me that I'm even going.
Those that did go heard from people like Mimi Sambolt. She is an active member in the community, a mother of three, and an immigrant from Mexico.
I'm married to a Sioux County Dutch farmer, and we've made pretty nice babies. My desire is to raise up my kids to be proud to be an American like I am.
Sharing in the values of this rural community, she is involved in not one but two churches. Carmel Reformed, which was started by Dutch immigrants in 1896, and Amistad Christiana, established nearly 100 years later to serve a new wave of immigrants, Spanish-speaking Latinos.
This is who I am. I feel very accepted, fully accepted in Sioux County. And instead of tweeting out racist comments, legislators should be working on immigration reform.
Of the people who spoke at the assembly, only one was born and raised in Sioux County. The outlier was Laura Heitrader, a lifelong Republican who read an open letter to King detailing her family's immigrant experience. Like many in Sioux County, her grandfather came from the Netherlands. Her father was a first-generation American. Her husband's ancestors tipped over their covered wagon outside of Boyden, Iowa, and spent their first winter on the land where she now lives.
Somehow, Mr. King, you have gotten the idea that immigrants and their children are a threat to American civilization. The very civilization that immigrants like my ancestors and yours built. You're not talking about immigrants that look like us. You're talking about immigrants that look like my two youngest children, who are immigrants from Ethiopia.
Her frustration with King mounted when he doubled down on his tweet in an interview with CNN's Chris Cuomo.
Well, of course, I meant exactly what I said, as it always is the case, Chris. And I've said the same thing as far as 10 years ago to the German people and to any population of people that is a declining population that isn't willing to have enough babies to reproduce themselves. And I've said to them, you cannot rebuild your civilization with somebody else's babies. You've got to keep your birth rate up, and that you need to teach your children your values. And in doing so, then you can grow your population and you can strengthen your culture, you can strengthen your way of life.
Mar sees strength in diversity and the potential to, quote, foster hope instead of fear, to rebel-rouse apathy toward action, to acknowledge our sameness and celebrate differences.
A friendship that I am developing in the last year is a guy that just sits on the opposite side of the bar from me when I'm working, and we disagree about everything, but we can have a beer together and challenge each other. Instead of being enemies that disagree about everything, we become friends and support each other and help each other be better community members. And if we're not going to do that, if I'm just going to bail, then I can't actually believe in unity. Like, I just have to believe that, oh, well, we actually do need homogeneous communities of here where the progressives live and here where the conservatives live, and we can't live together. And I don't want to believe that.
For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Ellie Carson.
And the most important verse was the one they made up in Montgomery, Alabama. Said, we are not afraid. There's a lot of people in this world, they know what's right and what's wrong, but they're not gonna do anything about it. Somebody has to be willing to sing, we are not afraid.
We are.